Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Bill Spencer, CEO and President of Imaginetics. The company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board, and their ticker symbol is IAGX. And Imaginetics develops, formulates, and markets over-the-counter, natural-based nutritional supplements and skincare products. Thanks for joining us today, Bill.
Certainly, Juan.
Start off by talking to us about the value drivers behind the company's full year-end results, which saw a revenue increase of 34%.
The drivers primarily are around our newly introduced mass market product, Inflammable Body Soldrin. We're starting to gain, that's our marquee product, very science-based, and has over 17 scientific clinical studies, and that's starting to gain traction out there in the mass market. So with the sales starting to rise in that, our margins are higher than we than our normal products that we sell, and I think that's going to be our future driver as well.
So yeah, give us bring us up to speed on your main product, which is Inflame Away Celadon. I don't know if I'm saying it.
It's a product that we conducted, like I had mentioned, over 17 clinical studies, and these are top flight medical clinical studies, double blind, placebo controlled, and that we drive them to the studies to be published in top medical journals. So, unlike other nutritional products, we develop the product, we patent the product, so the product is patented, and it has a unique delivery system, and the darn product just works. And it's very effective in the area of joint health and joint conditions. So we sell it in cream form, and we sell it in pill form. The studies in the cream form, for example, have been conducted at the University of Connecticut with multiple publications of both the cream and the pills in the Journal of Rheumatology. So we're starting to gain traction. We've spent upwards of millions of dollars on all of our clinicals, and we're able, as you were able to see in our press release, we're able to go ahead and maintain decent sales growth and profitability at the same time. So in the future, that's where we're, as we're gaining traction and expanding into the mass market, that's where we see a big part of our growth, and we look forward to a good year this year.
Great. So talk about some of the trends in the market as far as, you know, over the counter and topical creams, and you know, how up is and creams, how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
You know, our biggest competitor with the oral product is probably glucosamine chondroitin. And our clinical studies show that it's multiple times more effective, faster, more effective than those two ingredients. And so it is a unique product. It is a driver for us in that the competition is a big business of multiple billion-dollar business out there. We gain a small percentage of it, then we're doing quite well.
And what differentiates Imaginetics from other players in your sector?
I think it's the unique development of the product. The basis that we're a science-backed company, and that we develop, we patent intellectually protect the product and patent the product and really deliver a product that is extremely effective. Along with the, like I was mentioning, the clinical studies that show efficacy in gold standard studies, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies.
Good answer, Bill. And in terms of the company's growth, will you look to continue to grow organically? Look for M&A activities, or will it be a combination?
Well, we have we're just basically starting with the product, so we'll grow internally, and don't foresee any acquisition in the near future. But our other growth area will be in the area of development of pharmaceutical-based products. And these are products that we'd be ushering through the FDA for drug approval. And we have one product that is supposed to be effective in the area of periodontal disease and conducted two animal model studies at Boston University, both of them published in the Journal of Periodontology. So we not only have products now that we're tracking real well into the mass market, but we have other products that can fall right behind it.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience as well as that of the key management team.
Yeah, my background is I've been in the nutritional industry since 1986 as president of a nutritional company that was a or is a one of the leader encapsulating companies in the country. And so I've been in this business since 1986. We're a company that historically I've headed up companies that drive for good growth in sales and good profitability. Our scientists include Dr. Robert Hessling, who leads our research and development, and he's been has experience since about the same amount of time, since about 1990, is dates back to his experience. We have good experience management. Our medical advisory board team, it consists of a number of scientists and medical doctors, scientists from top top universities. So I think from a marketing standpoint, we're also very well positioned with people with over two decades of experience.
And so what specific goals and objective milestones has the company set for, has the management set for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, since we're just in the beginning stages of expanding Stelldrin into the mass market stores, that's going to be our primary goal, is to go ahead and really laser focus on this product that works very effectively, expand it into the mass market, and from there follow it with two other products that we have high hopes on as well. So I think we can go ahead and do a outstanding job, as it's tracking very well right now, do an outstanding job of expanding, again, our marquee product.
Great. And any challenges that you see forthcoming? And if so, any specific your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Just like on anybody that has a branded product, the challenges remain. Positioning them into the right stores and pulling them off the shelf. So we have a very effective advertising program, we feel. So we feel we can do a good job with that. But there's always that challenge of being able to advertise and get it, get the client or customer alerted to the product and get it pulled off the shelf. But the good thing about our company, about our product, once people try the product, they are really sold on the product. It's extremely effective. So those with joint discomfort, joint health conditions, it is an exceptionally effective product. The likes, I don't think people have ever seen.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
I haven't haven't effectively alerted too many investors, so I would have to answer no, that they're not totally familiar with the company. Maybe that's why we're having this conversation, and why
certainly helps. Yeah.
why I'm looking forward to go ahead and have a little bit more aggressive policy in terms of informing the investors. So up to now, I would say no. There's probably not that many people that know about us.
Okay, great. And once again, joining us today is Bill Spencer, CEO and president of Imagenetics. The company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board, ticker symbol is IAGX and is currently trading at 48 cents a share. And before we conclude, Bill, what are some of the key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, like I said, we're very science-based. We're intellectually property protected with patents when we develop a product. And the unique attributes of the products that we develop. And we're in a very nice beginning of gaining traction in the pipeline of the mass market of a real top blockbuster potential brand.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
No, indeed, my pleasure. Thanks for the interview, Juan. Appreciate it.